listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs, seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right, but doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong, but doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Makes me feel alive.
Hanging on the edge of your seat. Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the shadow. Mix 103.1.
Cause I need a man.
103.1 FM.
CNR Power Sports on Ash Street in Park Falls is your go-to place for every kind of small engine repair, from snowblowers and snowmobiles to chainsaws and side-by-sides. Carl is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR equipment. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223.
Byron is in search of his first Cup Series title. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
After the 26-week grind, 16 gather.
There is a lot on the line.
Heroes, hopefuls,
fight hard.
Hot shots, hot hands. Their demeanor may vary. Their determination does not.
Three wide for the lead.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Fortune brought them to this moment. Now it's up to them. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs brought to you by Busch Light at Atlanta, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Hendrick Motorsports driver William Byron is seated fourth on the playoff grid, heading to the Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend, the first race in the 16-driver round of the postseason. Byron says that with the season that his team has had, the only realistic goal over these next 10 weeks is to win his first Cup Series championship.
You know, we want to have a good playoff run, and yeah, that's the goal for us as a team like us, you know, being kind of higher in the standings. I don't feel like there's much else to go after, so it's just, yeah, try to get to Phoenix and have a shot to win.
Byron has been close before, including a third place finish in the final standings a year ago. To see the full NASCAR Cup Series playoff standings, visit mrn.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Stray evening shower, otherwise a frost advisory tonight, mostly clear and frosty with patchy fog. Lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, we'll look for sunshine, highs into the low 60s. Nice Sunday ahead, sunny and highs in the mid 70s. Right now it's 58.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, though it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I danced with you.
know that I really can do it, but it's gonna take a money.
The squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. Share the night, it goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night. Street lights, people living just to find them.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Locally by Nemuth Implement, Lakeside Property Management, Warga Auto and Truck Center, Shawanigan Home Furnishings, Heckman Auction, LPK Dental, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Christopher Electric, Northern Lights Inn and the Lanes, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, South Fork Electric, MT Pockets, JC Builders, Lena's Bar and Grill, Northwoods Accents Furniture Store, Wisco Materials, Medford Motors, Sherry's Pub and Grub, and by the Land Guys. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on your Civic Media Radio Station.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and up-north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamming Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
From American Family Field on what has turned out to be a typical fall evening here in Wisconsin, it's the Brewers and the Colorado Rockies in Game 1 of a three-game weekend series. Hello again, everyone. Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld set to bring you Game 1 action. It features Ryan Feltner, a right-hander for Colorado. Frankie Montas, a right-hander, goes for the Crew. Back with more, the on-deck show built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Hey everybody, Marcus here from Medford Motors. Do you want to give your vehicle that personal touch? For a limited time, Medford Motors Mobile Service has a special on select vehicle accessories. Get a lifetime warranty Truxedo Low Pro tonneau cover installed for $549.99 right at your home or work. Want to install it yourself? We will deliver it to your doorstep for only $499. We can install many other accessories right at your home so you don't even have to leave your driveway. Call yours truly at 715-314-1652 to order and schedule.
We are back with you once again, American Family Field. It's the Brewers and the Colorado Rockies and Lane Grindle, the Crew's magic number. We're at that time of the year is down to 13.
And actually down to 12 today because the Cubs just lost a few moments ago. So it still keeps trickling down a little bit more and a chance to make it 11 with a win here tonight. And a Rockies team coming to town, Uke, that yeah, they don't have a very good record, and they're going to limp into the offseason, but it's a team that, and the Brewers saw this in that series in July, they can hurt you still, and there's some good players on this roster.
Yeah, and just finishing up with the Cardinals, who took 2 out of 3 from the Crew, so they know what can happen in this series, too.
Absolutely, yeah. St. Louis winning 2 of those games out of the 3, and both of them in extra innings. It can always go either way. There's not a big margin for error in this game.
Back with more, the on-deck show built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Saving money on everything for your next painting project at Menards. Dutch Boy DuraClean Exterior Paint is a paint and primer in one that's available in thousands of color options. It's formulated to resist dirt, mildew, and fading. Save big on Dutch Boy Exterior Paints at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Sitco, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys!
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32. Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier TriClean gas from Sitco. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Welcome to the Murph and Uke Show. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Back with you once again, American Family Field. It's the Brewers and the Colorado Rockies, game one of a three-game weekend series. Ryan Feltner working for Colorado. Frankie Montas goes for the Crew. Bob Uecker along with Pat Murphy. And Murph, as we get set for the start of game one in this series against Colorado, as I walked into your office today, there's a couple of guys in here, Wade Miley and Christian Yelich, who have been pretty much a part of your repertoire here in your office every day. And I know they're big contributors to what goes on, despite the fact that neither one of them is being used or able to play.
Yeah, and there's no question about it. They're like part of the coaching staff. They're closer to my age, some of them, than they are the players. And that's in Wade's case. But, yeah, they've been great contributors in so many ways. And, you know, we're just starting to feel Yelly's, absence in our lineup. He's still here. He's still around the guys. He's a big contributor that way. But lately we haven't found a way to win the close one. And we know if Yelly was there, things would be calmer and he would himself have contributed to those victories. So that hurts a little bit. And we got by that month of August looking like we were going to be okay. But no, it was we felt him not being in there for sure.
Pat, let me ask you something about players on the disabled list, whatever it may be, injury-wise. And in lieu of contributing physically, to be able to talk to you about certain pitches and pitchers, if you will, that they've faced during the season or during a particular year, do they contribute in that way as to talking to the other players, talking to you, talking to your base coaches about things that could happen during the course of the game?
No question. I mean, that's a big part of it. I mean, their perspective, even when they're playing, they're active, their perspective is great. But their perspective, just being around it, talking to the young player, I mean, I've said it many times, like the difference Yelly has made being here with the young player, it has been incredible. I mean, it's just, it's what it is. I mean, they look up to him. He does it in a way that is special. He does it in a way that is non-intrusive, and the guys get it. So you look at the guys like Terang and Joey Ortiz and the guys that have just played every day for us, mm-hmm. being basically freshmen, Blake Perkins, And, you know, it's been wonderful to see. That's what a true leader does. So I'm thankful he stays around and does it for us, and he gives me advice, and it's great. You know, it's his perspective of the game. Think about it, 12 years in the big leagues as a player, and an excellent player at that, and, you know, MVPs and things he's went through is, you know, gives him a lot of insight, and I look forward to it every day.
Well, he's told me something about my broadcasting sometimes, too, so, yeah, I get it, too. Back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Looking for your Northwoods home or that perfect piece of hunting land? Meet Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys. Jason is a lifelong outdoorsman with deep roots in Wisconsin. He specializes in rural residential property as well as hunting and recreational land, and he knows the Northwoods like the back of his hand. Whether you're buying or selling, Jason will get you the best deal. And as a licensed drone pilot, he'll showcase your property from breathtaking new heights. Call Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys, 715-613-0484, or email jason@landguys.com. Your perfect property awaits.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com.
Sherry's Pub & Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua is your haven for the home-cooked. Order the perfect classic cheeseburger or mix it up with cream cheese and green olives. And who needs tater tots when you can level it up with tater kegs? Wait, there are Reuben tater kegs? I'm going to Sherry's right now. Sherry's Pub & Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua. I'll see you there.
Podcast. The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues. It's the Brewers and the Colorado Rockies, game one of this weekend series. Pat, as we wind down regular season play here, it's getting to that point in the season where decisions have to be made as to roster people and who's here and who's not. Is it that time yet?
It is. You know, we're getting to the point where, first of all, we got to take care of business right now. That's what's number one. We do compete every game, but we got to win games. And then after that, we're starting to kind of formulate how we're going to attack it. And, it's a daily process. We talk about it every day. And remains to be seen exactly what we do, but a lot of pieces are in place.
Colorado, formidable foes or not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Major League Baseball. Anybody can beat anybody any given day. And they've beaten us earlier in the season, two out of four. And they've proven to be very, very good. They just beat the Yankees the other day. They just come from beating the Braves yesterday. So very, very capable. We'll have our hands full like in every Major League game. You assume nothing. And, really look forward to it.
That's the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, you can always find the best brands at the best prices. But for a limited time only, we're offering our lowest prices of the year throughout the store. Like 40-pound bags of Blaine's Black Oil Sunflower Seed, $17.99, just $15.99 for awards members. Save $17 a bag on Scott's Turf Builder Fall Weed and Feed, only $62.99. And all multi-pet dog and cat toys are buy one, get one free. Don't miss your chance to get our lowest prices of the year, only at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Dear Truckin' Awesome, want more horsepower in the stable? The Tundra iForce Max is all the truck you need with its electrifying twin-turbo V6. Saddle up the Tacoma TRD Pro. Its segment-first performance seats smooth the shocks when things get bumpy. And the Toyota 4Runner tames the trails when nature plays tough. And that signature power rear window? Oh, yes, sir. Toyota Trucks. Toyota. Let's go places.
Do you guys want to go camping this weekend?
Yeah!
Okay, then you're going to have to help pack because your dad and I still have some work to do.
What do you need us to do?
Gather up supplies like sunscreen, insect repellent.
Ice cream! We will need Cedar Quest ice cream!
Well, you're in luck, Arlo. Your dad has one of those coolers that holds ice cream for 48 hours.
S'mores with ice cream.
How about Cedar Crest Campfire S'mores ice cream?
Yeah, we'll need lots of spoons.
Indoors or out, anytime is a great time for Cedar Crest.
You on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Rockies getting set to open up this three-game series here tonight at American Family Field. It's time for the injury report. It's presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. The latest addition to that injured list for the Brewers is right-hander Bryce Wilson with a right oblique earlier this week. Take a look at the keys to the game. They're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and the RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, the Brewers wins that 0-for-15 with runners in scoring position. That is obviously the reason they didn't get it done against the Cardinals in the finale of that series. However, that's been a category the Brewers on the whole have performed very, very well in. So the key to the game is to just get back to being yourself with runners in scoring position, because the Brewers have been one of the better teams in baseball in that category. Just a rare off night with runners in scoring position on Wednesday. We have more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Jack Corrigan will join us when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, you deserve to drive for a reliable carrier that has your back. At Schneider, drivers get what they need to have a successful and fulfilling career, including award-winning benefits, state-of-the-art equipment, and a pay package that rewards their hard work. With our variety of flexible driving options, you can find a job with the home time you want, whether that's daily, weekly, or something else. And if the job you choose isn't the right fit, our transfer team will help find one that is. Explore today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
At Fleet Farm, we're proud to offer everything you need for everyday life. We're even prouder to offer it at the best prices guaranteed. Like Sprout Sweet Mix for Livestock, on sale for $9.29. Or 2.5 gallons of diesel exhaust fluid, everyday low priced at $6.99. And if you happen to find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Rockies opening up a three-game series here this weekend at American Family Field. And the voice of the Colorado Rockies, Jack Corrigan, good friend of ours here at the Brewers Radio Network, joining us on the show. And Jack, first off, look, you knew coming into this year this was part of a rebuild for the Rockies, but you're starting to see maybe some things on the horizon with this club now. There's some nice players in this lineup that very well could be a part of the next winning Rockies team.
Well, right now, Lane, and thanks for having me on, the Rockies are carrying 11 rookies who have made their debut. At times, they've had as many as 14 rookies on the roster this year. When Jaden Hill makes an appearance sometime this weekend, he'll be the 12th to debut, and that's a team record. Not always the kind of records you want to set, but some of the reality, and I think even though the record's going to be very similar to what they ended up with in 23, I think they feel much better about where they are moving forward.
You always, when you have that many young guys that are making their debuts and in their rookie seasons or even in their second
year in the big leagues, you want to lean on some veteran guys that can kind of help show them the way. Who have been those guys for this Rockies bunch?
Well, they definitely have had Charlie Blackmon as the anchor for so long. 14th year for Charlie, probably his last season, at least in a Rockies uniform, and at 38. Charlie may decide it's time to hang him up. I think there's a lot of sentimental hope that he would be a one-team guy, one of the best in Rockies history. Jacob Stallings has been very solid for the ball club in terms of where he's tried to shove young players in the right direction. And he's had a good year with the bat. Pitching-wise, Kyle Freeland has, you know, Denver born and raised, is always the anchor. I think Tyler Kinley's done a terrific job, even if the numbers aren't quite what people would expect. But with all the kids that are in the Rockies bullpen right now, a guy like Kinley has made a world of difference for them in terms of preparation and attitude and all those things. So you're right. I mean, you got to have those kinds of anchors around, or it's just a bunch of young kids trying to figure it out against the best of the best.
Brewers will see Ryan Feltner tonight, and you can look at the overall numbers and get fooled because he's 1-10 and has an ERA north of 5. But even though his last outing was tough, he had been stacking up some really nice outings leading into that start. He's been pitching better of late.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about a guy again, another young pitcher who missed 3.5-4 months last year after getting hit by a line drive and fracturing his skull. So to a certain degree, to be back out there was a major step. These are all career numbers for him in terms of appearances and innings and strikeouts. I think he's figuring it out. He's one of those guys. Every team seems to have one on the staff that doesn't get any support, and that's been Ryan's case. But I think the Rockies say, yeah, we're watching how he pitches and believing that he is going to be someone who can help us now but certainly can in the future.
I love that the Rockies have showed the loyalty to Bud Black that they've shown, because he's managed this team to some great times and some postseason appearances. And anybody you talk to in the game has so much admiration for Bud, the baseball man that he is, the person that he is. And I know the manager in the Brewers dugout, Pat Murphy, has incredible respect for Bud Black. What is it like working with him on a day-to-day basis?
Well, you know, for me, it's been great. I've known Buddy since he came over to the Indians when I was doing the games in Cleveland from Kansas City in the late 80s. So on and off, we, you know, kept crossing paths and connecting. And then when he became the manager and getting to do on a day-to-day basis what Buddy loves and what you and I love, I mean, being at the ballpark and being a part of baseball, yeah, he is one of, if not the best, at every day being positive, every day being fun because you're at the ballpark. You know, I don't know what Buddy's circumstances are going to be for himself and or the club moving forward. I think he wants to be back. We all want him to be back and hopefully to be there when the ball club again is experiencing the postseason.
Everybody respects Bud so much when you talk to him around the game. Jack, we appreciate it, and we respect you, too. Thanks so much.
Good to see you, Lane. Look forward to seeing Bob today, too.
Absolutely. He's looking forward to seeing you as well. We will have the starting lineups when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of